Hello, I'm Karen O'Connor, a consultant speech and language therapist, and this is the Karen O'Connor podcast, part of openingyourmind.com. Openingyourmind.com is my website where I share my extensive knowledge and unique pieces of the jigsaw approach so that your child can achieve their greatest potential over the shortest period of time. We blend up-to-the-minute speech and language therapy techniques with sensory integrative techniques, including sound therapy, which will be impacting on the neuroplasticity of the brain, so that your child can achieve their greatest potential quickly and easily. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach, as iTunes and other podcast apps start to recommend it to people like you. Thank you so much. Looking forward to talking to you.
So my daughter is 2.5 and she is a fun, energetic little girl like most toddlers, and I suppose about 8 or 9 months ago we started to worry a little bit because she wasn't talking. So we started, I suppose, on a journey to address her issues with speech and language. So we first contacted a speech and language therapist. But I suppose we didn't see any major results. We all know that then there are waiting lists in the public sector of speech and language. So we weren't willing to wait for her to be called. She still hasn't been called on the public list. So it was through a friend that we met who told us about the Child Development Centre, and I had read a lot about the Child Development Centre. I work with children myself, so I was very interested in what the Child Development Centre did, and their approach was a little bit different, so we said we would try it and see. You know, we had nothing to lose. So our child, we noticed that, you know, words were very difficult for her to say. She couldn't actually physically get them out of her mouth. Understood everything, wants to communicate all the time, but just simply cannot. So we initially felt it was a problem maybe with her tongue. We weren't sure, but then, you know, approaching the Child Development Centre and being assessed by Karen, we did realise that we were in fact on the right track, that her muscle tone was weak and that's why she couldn't get the sounds out. After our first meeting with Karen, when our child was assessed, we felt like a weight had been lifted, because we finally realised that we weren't imagining things, that there was a slight issue there, nothing major, but a slight issue, and that we were on the right track with thinking that there was something, you know, with her tongue, that she couldn't say the sounds out past her tongue. So what Karen discovered was that the overall muscle tone in her body was weaker than other people, and that we would have to, I suppose, work on strengthening up her muscle tone overall, not just in her mouth, you know, and strengthening her tongue. We actually felt elated coming home from our first meeting, because we felt that suddenly we had met somebody who understood and who got what we were talking about. You know, and that's not to say we had met other professionals and they were all excellent, but I suppose in our heart of hearts we knew there was something. We just needed the right person to help us to figure out what that was. When Karen explained her approach of looking at the pieces of our child's jigsaw, me in particular, was very impressed, because, you know, I work with children and I thought it was such a sensible approach to a child, because, you know, we all, not just children, everybody, we have different pieces to us, and it takes all the pieces of the jigsaw, you know, to make everything work perfectly for us. And if one piece or a couple of pieces of the jigsaw are out of line, it's very difficult, you know, for somebody to develop. And we felt that with our child, that the pieces of the jigsaw just needed to be worked on and to be put in place properly. I thought it was a very clever approach, and I really liked this whole idea of looking at the whole body and not just that one area of speech and language, that there were other things to look at, you know, from an occupational therapy point of view maybe, or from other aspects as well. We found with Karen's approach that it was an extremely positive approach. When we met Karen, she was so quick to point out all the positives about our child, you know, and there are so many. And we just liked the different jigsaw approach because it was looking at the overall child and developing the potential of the child overall and not just in one area, say speech and language. And that was the difference, because with our child, we knew, okay, yes, we definitely knew there was a speech and language issue, but we felt that there were a few other little issues that she needed to iron out that weren't serious. We just needed the right person to tell us what those issues were, and that was Karen for us. So definitely the looking at the pieces of the jigsaw is just, it's a fresh approach because it looks at the overall child. I suppose for me, the brushing program wasn't a new concept. I had worked with children with the brushing program before. So as soon as it was said, you know, it was like a light bulb going off within me, thinking, wow, my child would develop so much from this and would benefit so much from it. But I suppose, you know, sometimes with your own, you maybe don't see the things that you see in other children that you're working with. So, you know, introducing the brushing, definitely our child has become more grounded, more settled, and we were very happy to try it out because I had seen how well it has worked with other children and how beneficial it can be. So the brushing program definitely is a huge hit, and our child absolutely loves being brushed. We try to create a calming environment when we are brushing, and she loves it. She sits back and she relaxes and she enjoys it, so it's great. You know, the lack of speech, lack of words, is very frustrating for her. And what we noticed was that, you know, she was hitting out, she was kind of pushing people away, you know, in other words, saying, get out of my space, you know. And we found we were constantly apologising and constantly saying, oh, you know, we're really sorry, she doesn't mean it, you know, we would correct her. But we knew in our heart of hearts, because no child in the world is bold, you know, and there is a reason that every child acts out, you know, there's a reason why they do what they do. And, you know, what I suppose for us, when our child hit, we knew it was her saying to us, you know, I don't like this situation, I'm frustrated, I'm angry. You know, so I suppose what we found with the brushing was that it just calms her. And it grounds her, and it makes her feel more comfortable in her own skin, you know, when she's out and about. We would have really struggled with, I suppose, feeling guilty, you know, when she would do something like that. And, you know, I would be very conscious, I suppose, of other parents and apologising to other parents. But what I did learn was from talking to other parents, you know, we all worry about these things. We all, you know, are a little bit uptight if our child hits out or does something to another child. And I think a lot of parents, most parents are very understanding of that, because we are all in the same boat at some time. And children, when they act out, or, you know, when they get frustrated, it's always for a reason. It's never because they're bold. I don't like that word, bold, because no child is bold. So I suppose when we started the oral massage, she was very hesitant, you know, didn't take very well to it. But we kept going with it, and you know, twice a day we would try it. And now she does let us do it, and it's actually very successful. You know, after she brushes her teeth, we say, stick out your tongue, and we brush her tongue, and then we brush the roof of her mouth, and she has no problem with it. But I think the message, and this is the message for the therapeutic listening as well, you know, don't give up if it doesn't work the first 10 times. Just keep going, and they will take to it eventually, you know. Definitely with the therapeutic listening, she took to that more easily, but the brushing, she wasn't a fan for a couple of weeks, but we got there and she loves it. The oral massage, she definitely has more awareness of her mouth in general, her tongue, and, you know, I suppose maybe the function of the tongue and what she uses her mouth for. And, you know, I think that when she's eating, she's more aware of what she's eating now. And she definitely, I suppose, has a greater sense of what she uses it for. The first change we saw with therapeutic listening was how our child was as a person. You know, more settled, would sit for longer periods of time, would sit with a jigsaw or a game. Now, she always loved, you know, tabletop work, we'll say, but would get easily distracted and want to move on to something else. So that would have been the first thing, that, you know, she sat for longer periods of time with those little games and activities. The program changes. If you're using the listening program, you know that Karen will change your program about. We started with early Mozart, and then we moved on to the EASE program. And when she started the EASE program, that's when we first started to see sounds coming and words coming. And the first word, when it came, it was just, it was a great day. It was great to see. But, you know, I suppose when you start the program, you think, okay, I just want to see words, words, words. But it's actually, you discover so much more about your child apart from that. And you realise that it's a process, and it's not just all going to happen overnight. That, you know, there are different things to develop. So definitely she was more grounded and more settled in her own little body before she used her words. When we met with the speech and language therapist initially, we were just given recommendations, I suppose, for games to play and ways to develop her speech, because she was just gone too. But I suppose we felt with the therapeutic listening program and the brushing and everything that Karen gave us to work with, There was more of a program in place. There was more of a plan. We felt that, you know, with just the speech and language therapy advice, we were just maybe playing games. But I suppose as a teacher, I was playing those games anyway. I knew to play them because, you know, with students, I would have attended speech and language therapy appointments. So I would have learned a lot through those. I felt that my daughter would benefit from more of a structured program, and that structure has been the difference, really, to be honest. The biggest changes, well, obviously she's starting to talk, so that's huge. She's happier in herself, she's less frustrated, she's more grounded as an individual, and, well, she was always sociable, but I suppose she's even happier in a social situation than she would have previously been. And she's just happier. And I suppose that's all we want as parents, is for our children to be happy and healthy. So we're delighted just to see her making that progress that she deserves to make, and that we know she has the potential to make. So it's just great to see it happening. We have been doing the programme for 6 weeks only. So it has just been phenomenal, the difference in 6 weeks. And you know, I suppose for us as a family, we welcomed a new baby 8 weeks ago, so there was a lot going on in our house. And you know, maybe the potential for the program not to be successful, but within everything that has happened in our lives, the program has been so successful, and the difference is amazing. And we love when you know, friends and relatives who haven't seen our child for a couple of weeks or a couple of months meet her, because they can see a huge difference. When I suppose our initial appointment, when we met Karen, you know, we thought she'd say, well, you know, this will take a year, this might take 2 years, but you know, she did say that day, oh, this will be a matter of weeks and you'll see results. Did we believe her at the time? Probably not, but we were sorry that we didn't believe her, because she was right. 100% we would recommend this approach to other parents, because it's looking at the whole child, you know, and I know I've said that already, but it's looking at all the pieces of their jigsaw, as opposed to maybe one or two areas of their little bodies and their little stages of development. And that is the difference, you know, and I just would love that any child who needed this approach would love to see them gaining access to it, because it's just so beneficial, and it works so well, because it's about the whole child, and because, you know, there is more to it than just one approach. Well, the first thing I would say to parents is, you know, it's difficult when you can't solve a problem for your child. So, you know, we're all the same. We do anything for our children, and we want to see them doing the best that they can do. So, you know, definitely this approach works, you know, and I believe that it would work for any child. I would love to see that more therapists could be trained, you know, in the therapeutic listening, so that lots and lots of children get access to this program. Because one thing I said to Karen, I suppose from my professional point of view, was that, you know, I would love, I have had so many students over the years, I would love to have seen them gaining access to this program, because their road, I have no doubt, would have been so different. And you know, I just said to her, my child was so lucky, you know, she's only 2.5, and she has met Karen already, so you know, she's on to a winner. But for a lot of children, they go through primary school, you know, they struggle with their speech and language, then they struggle with their reading and their phonics, and so many areas of the literacy program, and indeed numeracy and other subjects as well. So the earlier we can intervene, the better. And if there was more training available, it would be amazing for therapists.
Thanks for listening to the Karen O'Connor podcast. Please visit openingyourmind.com for more information on the work that I do. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss out on future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye for now.